You're listening to an African Elements top news story for June 26, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why was a Tunisian human rights leader sentenced to prison? The news from North Africa has sent shockwaves through the global human rights community. On June 26, 2026, a court in Tunis sentenced Sihem Bensedrine to a 25-year prison term. Bensedrine is a 75-year-old human rights defender and the former leader of the Truth and Dignity Commission in Tunisia. International watchdogs like Amnesty International have condemned the heavy sentence as a politically motivated attack. To people of African descent who track freedom struggles worldwide, this sentence represents a familiar and painful pattern of state-sponsored backlash. This event is not a simple court ruling. It is instead part of a larger plan to dismantle democratic progress and silence activists who expose past state crimes. Understanding this conviction requires looking deeply at the history of Tunisia, its famous revolution, and the global fight for truth and reparations. Sihem Bensedrine spent decades fighting for basic freedoms under oppressive rule. In the 1980s, she began her career as an independent journalist reporting on state crimes. She co-founded the National Council for Liberties in Tunisia to document severe human rights violations under the dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. Because of her work, Bensedrine faced continuous retaliation, physical violence, and arrest by state authorities. Despite the extreme danger, she refused to stop her work. In 2011, Human Rights Watch recognized her bravery with an award for extraordinary activism. Her life of struggle made her the natural choice to lead the historic transition after the regime fell. For decades, her struggle mirrored the experiences of civil rights leaders who faced state-sponsored intimidation for speaking truth to power.
The political landscape of North Africa changed forever in December 2010. A young Tunisian street vendor named Mohamed Bouazizi set himself on fire to protest police abuse and corruption. This act of desperation sparked massive protests across the country, which became known as the Jasmine Revolution. By January 14, 2011, the dictator Ben Ali fled the country, ending 23 years of authoritarian rule. This historic uprising was the spark that ignited the Arab Spring. Across the Middle East and North Africa, citizens filled the streets to demand political freedom, economic fairness, and an end to state corruption. Many nations soon fell into civil war or returned to authoritarian rule, but Tunisia emerged as the sole democratic success story of the movement. The country wrote a progressive constitution and set up a process to address decades of state-sponsored trauma. In December 2013, the Tunisian government passed a landmark law to establish the Truth and Dignity Commission, known as the IVD. Formally launched in June 2014, the IVD was designed to investigate gross human rights abuses and economic crimes committed from 1955 to 2011. Sihem Bensedrine was chosen to lead this massive effort to uncover the truth. The IVD had a broader mandate than most truth commissions in world history. It was instructed to investigate physical atrocities and systemic financial corruption. The commission gathered over 62,000 testimonies of torture, forced disappearances, and sexual violence. In late 2016, the commission broadcast live, televised public hearings where victims confronted their former abusers before the entire nation. Transitional justice is a set of judicial and non-judicial actions used to address legacies of massive human rights violations. This process involves truth-telling, criminal prosecutions, and reparations for survivors. For Black communities in the diaspora, this framework has strong parallels. These methods reflect ongoing calls for truth, healing, and reparations for systemic racial violence within the United States. Advocates in the United States increasingly call for transitional justice to heal the historical trauma of slavery and state-sanctioned violence. Adapting these international tools helps local movements address historical terror. For example, localized truth and reconciliation boards have formed in North Carolina to address historical racial violence. In addition, projects like the Reparations Task Force in California adapt these concepts to propose direct remedies for systemic anti-Black policies. To ensure accountability, the 2013 Transitional Justice Law created the Specialized Criminal Chambers. These 13 tribunals were placed within the domestic court system to try grave, historical violations. The chambers were designed to handle cases of murder, torture, and sexual violence directly referred by the IVD. These chambers differed sharply from standard military and civil courts. Standard courts in Tunisia historically protected state officials and failed to hold abusers accountable. The judges in the specialized chambers received intensive training in human rights laws. This structural separation was necessary because the standard judiciary was deeply compromised by decades of dictatorial influence. The fragile democratic gains began to crumble rapidly after the election of President Kais Saied in 2019. In July 2021, Saied executed a self-coup by declaring a state of emergency under Article 80 of the Constitution. A self-coup occurs when a legally elected leader unlawfully dismantles other branches of government to seize absolute authority. Saied dismissed the prime minister, suspended parliament, and began ruling the nation by decree. Following this initial power grab, Saied systematically dismantled the nation's democratic checks and balances.
In 2022, he dissolved the independent Supreme Judicial Council and dismissed dozens of judges who refused to follow his orders. This move stripped the judiciary of its independence and turned the courts into a political weapon. This shift mimics the political narrative of mass incarceration in the United States, where judicial systems have historically been weaponized to control marginalized groups. The prosecution of Sihem Bensedrine centers on a long-standing financial conflict involving the Franco-Tunisian Bank, or BFT. In 1982, an offshore company called ABCI Investments bought a majority stake in the bank. Following allegations of illegal state expropriation, ABCI took the Tunisian state to international arbitration at the World Bank. This dispute dragged on for decades, threatening the country with billions of dollars in liabilities. State prosecutors claimed that Bensedrine falsified the final 2020 IVD report by altering details about the BFT case in exchange for bribes. However, independent observers have proven these charges are completely baseless. The International Tribunal ruled against Tunisia in 2017, long before the IVD report was published in 2019. Furthermore, the entire IVD Council approved the bank section, and Bensedrine possessed legal immunity under the Transitional Justice Law. The timeline of the prosecution must be understood clearly to resolve any apparent discrepancies. Bensedrine was first placed under a strict travel ban in 2023 as the government built its case. On August 1, 2024, authorities officially arrested her on charges of fraud and forgery. In January 2025, she initiated a two-week hunger strike in prison to protest her arbitrary detention, which led to her hospitalization. Due to intense international pressure from human rights experts, she was released on bail in February 2025. However, the state did not drop the charges.
The trial continued into 2026, culminating in the Tunis Court of First Instance, handing down her 25-year sentence on June 26, 2026. This complex timeline reflects a deliberate, slow-motion effort to drain her resources and destroy the legacy of the Truth Commission. The suppression of Tunisian human rights defenders mirrors a global pattern of backlash against social justice movements. This state retaliation recalls how intelligence programs were used to silence activists and organizers within the African diaspora. Historically, agencies used programs like COINTELPRO to target black civil rights leaders with harassment and false charges. Today, state authorities continue to use travel bans, surveillance, and trumped-up charges to stifle civic space. Modern law enforcement agencies often target groups who advocate for systemic change, utilizing the same tactics of state-sponsored surveillance used to target social movements of the past. The prosecution of Bensedrine is a reminder that the struggle for historical accountability is always met with fierce resistance from those who benefit from impunity. The harsh sentencing of Sihem Bensedrine is a tragedy for the people of Tunisia. A country that was once celebrated as a democratic beacon has returned to executive tyranny. By locking up a 75-year-old human rights champion, the state seeks to erase the testimonies of over 62,000 victims. This case stands as a stark warning for all social justice organizers. It shows how quickly hard-won democratic institutions can be dismantled and weaponized against citizens. The fight to preserve the legacy of the Truth and Dignity Commission is more than a Tunisian struggle. It is part of the global fight to ensure that state abusers are held accountable and that the truth is never silenced.
Copyright African Elements.